I'm Walt Lindela, and this is an Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Today, we hear from Rachel Prusy, Director of Pharmacy at UPHP, with more about the UPHP Healthy Her campaign promoting National Women's Health Week. Here's Rachel Prusy.
National Women's Health Week starts on Mother's Day each year, so this year it starts on May 8th. UPHP recognizes this important week in the month of May through the UPHP Healthy Her campaign. Healthy Her focuses on mental wellness, eating well, staying active, and making sure women are taking the time to take care of themselves by seeing their primary care provider at least annually to address any preventive care or screenings, along with managing any new or chronic conditions they may have.
Now, are there projects in particular that you're working on through UPHP that can help to improve women's health?
Yes. Right now, UPHP is working on a project to improve asthma control among our members. Interestingly, women are more likely than men to have chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, or COPD, and asthma. In fact, almost twice as many women than men have asthma, nearly 13 million American women. Women tend to develop COPD earlier in life compared to men, and 80% of the people who have COPD who have never smoked are women.
Really?
Women also tend to have more symptoms than men and may also rely more on rescue medications.
Okay, rescue medications. Tell me what that is. It sounds like an inhaler or something like that. Tell me.
Yes, exactly. A rescue medication is a rescue inhaler or short-acting inhaler that works quickly so you can feel relief from your symptoms. Typically, these work by relaxing the muscles around your airways. Okay. A controller inhaler, on the other hand, are inhalers that are typically used once or twice a day to help prevent asthma symptoms. These are often combination medicines that have two or more individual components that work together. It's really important to use your controller inhalers every day as directed, even if you're not having symptoms.
This ties into this improvement of the lung health, right? So, I mean, it sounds to me like it's really important to use these properly. Tell me about the technique a little bit.
Absolutely. Great technique is very important for all inhalers to be able to get the drug into your lungs so that it can work. Each different inhaler has a different type of technique. There are lots of videos available to help teach you proper technique. These can be found on www.lung.org, or you can ask your local pharmacist. I encourage all people to evaluate their asthma control with their healthcare provider and ensure that they have a strong asthma action plan that works for them.
We're talking about the UPHP Healthy Her campaign and the promoting of National Women's Health Week. Rachel, I want to ask you, what advice would you give to a woman who is trying to improve her lung health as part of this initiative through UPHP?
Great question. So there are three simple things that you can do to keep your lungs healthy. The first is to get a flu shot every year. Michigan is seeing a very delayed flu season this year, and it is not too late to go to your local pharmacy or your provider's office to get a flu shot. Second, if you smoke, consider quitting. UPHP has resources to help our members who are ready to quit. And third, if you have a cough, shortness of breath, or can't exercise like you used to, talk to your healthcare provider. Now, finally, if you do have a diagnosis of asthma or COPD and are using your rescue inhaler more than one time daily, you may need to discuss with your healthcare provider your asthma action plan.
Now, this is part of your Healthy Her campaign that this time around you are looking at improving asthma control amongst your members. If people want to find out more about this, maybe they want to get more involved with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. They want to even find out more about some of the other women's health initiatives. What's a good way to find out some more info?
Absolutely. More information can be found on our website, www.uphp.com.
That's Rachel Prusy, Director of Pharmacy at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.